Thank you for calling XPO. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
How you doing, Marvin? This is Colin from store 0226 Home Depot.
Okay.
And I'm trying to see if you can help me. I think you guys installed a wall oven for a customer today, and she's not happy.
Okay, what's the telephone number with the area code?
904-868-2596.
Okay, and what did you say your name was again?
Colin.
Okay, just a second as I pull this up. It's going to take a second for it to upload in my system.
Okay.
I'm waiting for it to come up. Just a second.
Okay.
Okay, and what's your first and last name? What's the customer's first and last name?
Marie Saladino.
Okay, and could you verify the customer's address?
9043 Warwickshire Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32257.
Okay, this is showing just a this is a measure back on April 9th.
It's showing what on April 9th?
This is a measure that was done on the 9th of April.
It got installed today. It was a wall oven.
Okay, do you have the work order for the wall oven?
Yeah, I got a PO here.
Okay, what's the PO number?
265-20838.
Okay, 265-20838.
Yes.
And what's the store number?
0226.
Okay, that's not coming up under that. Let me try pulling this up under her customer's name.
You need the name again, or you have it?
What again?
I said, do you need the name again, or do you have it?
No, I got the account up, the work order for the measure. So yeah, I have it. Yes, just a second. Okay, it's going to take a second.
Okay.
Okay, there's nothing coming up under.
I wonder why not.
And you said the installer came out today?
Yeah, got installed today.
In order for me to even do anything, I had to have the work order that it was under, not to, because this is an invoice for the measure that was done on the 9th of April.
I don't know what other number to give you. I mean, I've got our order number. Can you go off of that?
Should've
the one that starts
under,
with the H?
No, I can't.
Under
pull
her
name. That up. It should have came up under her name when I put it in the system.
Could it be too soon because it just happened?
No, I mean, no. The work order should be in the system for the install. There should be a work order for the install, and there should be a order work order for the pre-measure since one was done. So. And it's. It'll be under someone else's name. The work order that was done today?
Not that I know of.
Could it be under another telephone number?
Yeah, she's got another phone number here. You want me to give you that one?
Okay, what's the phone number?
904-733-1006.
Okay, just a second.
All right.
Okay, just a second. Let me see what's going to come up under this number.
All right.
Okay, it came up under that phone number. Okay.
All right.
Okay, and what's going on?
So, she said when it was after the installer finished installing it, she was, you know, checking to see if everything was operating correctly, and when she opens the door, it just drops to the bottom, you know, just like there's no resistance, and the whole unit is moving in the wall. And then when you go to close it back, she said it doesn't. It's not like it's not closing all the way. So she asked the guy, is this right? And he says that's the way it's supposed to be. But she's not happy with that. She thinks somebody needs to come check it because she doesn't believe it's right. It doesn't sound like it's right if what she's saying is true.
So it's moving in the wall and it's not
closing
all the way. Okay, I can set up a service call. It's going to take a second for me to do that. Can I place you on hold?
Sure.
Okay, just a second.
All right.